Welcome to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. It's your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. This is a special episode. It's the middle of the week, and I know I'm normally a Friday guy, but I had to come to you with this bothering me. I'm probably going to name this the Anderson Rant, or the Anderson Rants. Like, when you get me in the middle of a week, something has agitated me enough thinking about it or just hearing about it or talking about it that I felt it deemed necessary for me to bring it on the podcast. You know, like, I do this for people just to hear new points of view and hear different aspects of my mental acuity through the way I view things, and I hope that people view it that way. Like, I'm not here to bash anything or anyone, any agency or any corporation, but just the way I view things and how it affects me and my future, you know, or the future of my children or grandchildren and stuff like that. So I was on Facebook talking to a friend, and I'm gonna leave her name out of it because eventually, I mean, if she hears it, she'll know it's her, and if you guys look hard enough, it's not that hard to find. But you know, we were just talking about, you know, how things aren't taught in school. And things aren't taught really to us in life until a certain point. Like, the post reads, not being taught about credit is one of the biggest failures of our education system. And I was like, well, it's on purpose. Like, that's the worst part, is that they don't teach us about credit in public school, but they'll teach you about credit and personal finance and stuff like that in charter schools or private school. And it just got me to thinking, like, I understand, like, we live in a world that is a class system. But the problem that I have is America won't admit that it has a class system. We even call it the lower, middle, or upper class. Said middler. The lower, the middle, and upper class. Like, we literally call it that when we're talking about taxes. But America won't admit that they have a class system. Like, we have the untouchables, which is tends to be the homeless people, which have the biggest mental health issues. Or some people just go homeless so that they don't have to deal with the pressures of the system, you know. And then I go to talk about on the post here, let me just pull it up. Then I was like, yeah, well, like, processed packaged food is cheaper than eating clean. There's the fast food place on every corner instead of fruit and veggie stands. It's illegal to catch your own rainwater, but soda is sold everywhere. Like, this place is dumb. And it just resonated with me that, like, there's other people on the wave, but they make it so expensive for people to get what they need to get. Now let me explain. And I left it open and broad like that for a reason. If everyone, and say, like, take it from my region, I'm from Washington State. I used to live in Tacoma, the Spanaway, Parkland area is usually where I was, or in, like, Midland, you know, Puyallup, stuff like that, right? If you got everyone in, say, just say the 253 area code, and they're like, hey, you guys can leave the city at no cost to you. We will transport you and all your goods and your belongings to a giant co-op farm where all of you will pitch in to grow your own food, raise your own animals. You'll have a place to sleep. You'll have food to eat to get started. And we'll find a way, you know, we'll pay you guys up front, like, in advance. But then you guys are going to farm and, like, make food and, like, teach your own children and, like, pretty much be like a commune. I don't think very many people would go. I truly don't. I don't. They love the comfort of being able to go to Starbucks. They love the comfort of being able to just go to the bar and hang out and celebrate shit that they don't have anything to celebrate for. You know, oh, it's Friday night. It's Thursday. Let's go out to the bar. Let's drink. Let's go party. Let's do this. It's like, what are you guys celebrating? Like, you are in the locked jaws of a system that doesn't want you to own your own land. That doesn't want you to be able to pay off all your debt for the car that you have. Doesn't want you to be able to get a car. They don't want you to pay off your student loan. If you're in debt, you are weaker to them. This system only fears the people coming together as one and realizing a solid truth together, because it would topple the system. You saw what happened during COVID. They had no problem spending trillions of dollars. The government has spent trillions of dollars. It borrowed money. Did you know the US government has borrowed so much money that the Federal Reserve has cut them off until they pay it back? Very soon, this month, if they don't get it, I think it's the 20th. Now, don't quote me, but it's this month. If the US government doesn't pay a certain amount of money back to the Federal Reserve, that the US, the whole nation, United States, will not be able to issue any more debt. Meaning you can't pull out any more loans, no credit cards, no nothing. Everything will be frozen. And then you know what happens to the stock market? You know what happens to the truckers that deliver our food if they're being paid based off a system that is on an advanced system? Like, oh, well, we know we have these next 30 hauls in line from companies who are paying with credit. You know what I mean? Or I'm telling you, it can happen. The collapse of a system can happen so fast. And I don't indulge in fear porn. I don't try to make people freak out. I'm just letting you guys know that I live on a farm in a rural town up a mountain. It's 30 minutes to the closest grocery store. It's about 7 to 10 minutes to the mailbox. It's to the main highway, which is the first main street, pretty much, is the main highway. You know, it's about 20 minutes to the highway. And I love my life. I'm on 10 acres. There's animals everywhere. There's a couple rattlesnakes here and there. And it gets cold as fuck. I get every season. If you look at the cover photo of this podcast, it's bright when winter's coming around to spring, you know. It's 2,100 feet up in elevation, so walking and doing things around here is kind of tough for a couple weeks or a couple months till you adjust. But there's no one coming up here. When shit starts going down and the government starts putting in extra laws and things you don't agree with, the sheriffs out here are not coming up on this mountaintop to enforce that law. They're not coming. If there's new gun laws in Washington State and you're not doing anything with them, or if there's new car laws or building codes and stuff like that, if you up here, you can catch your own rainwater. There's no one that's going to enforce you, because they're probably doing it. They'll probably look at the way you did it and then do it at their house. That's the difference of and I'm not saying this is going to be a political campaign or a political podcast, or I'm going either way, but I live in a Republican county, and I live in a Republican county and a Democratic state, and it is the best. People get taken care of. All the people here pretty much have health care, because if you don't have enough money to have health care, or if you're older, the state covers you. But you're also in a Republican county where they have vision, dental, everything's included in health care out here. So they do it one step further. You know, they take and I don't see very many places doing that. You know, we have tons of farms. Local farms feed our restaurants and our grocery stores, because we don't have Safeway really. There's a Safeway in the main town, which is about an hour away, where the Home Depot is, the Walmart is, the grocery outlet. There's a dollar store, a Harbor Freight, thank God almighty. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's like a feed store, you know, the courthouse and stuff like that's down there in Okanagan. And it's just crazy that, you know, we don't have issues here. Like, you don't hear about there's crackheads, there's like meth addicts or whatever, there's people on drugs out here, but for the most part, they stay to themselves, and they kind of like stay in their own group. Like, they don't care to intermingle with other people and be a part of like normal society. They kind of just do their thing, you know, and they don't bother anyone. There's no one begging for money. There's no panhandlers that I've seen. You can literally leave your car anywhere unlocked and not worry about shit for the most part. People probably don't lock their doors. It's just it's a different lifestyle. But the thing is, you guys have to pick what you want. Do you want to live the lifestyle you're talking about and it's available? Move. fucking move. Literally, if I can get a well in my backyard, I would let you pop a tent until you get on your feet. There's no jobs here. So you're going to have to figure something out. You know, like there's not many jobs in this county because it's like a retirement community. There's not a lot of, there's grocery stores, there's a Subway, there's, you know, gas stations, stuff like that kind of jobs. But you better become the best content creator there is, because I mean, but the thing is, there is tons of shit you could probably be doing for YouTube or doing a podcast like I do. Getting resources, like figuring out what you can do here, grow something. Like the thing is, like, I would never want, if someone's really looking for, and I mean this is a true call, and I'll have to deal with the repercussions later, because I have my own acre where I'm building my house, my shop, my headquarters, my headquarters number one for Prosy Dynamics. I have a plot, an acre in the back. Until I have my headquarters up, and when I build my headquarters, I will make room for anyone who wants to escape the lifestyle that they live now. But not that bullshit. Not like the Californians leaving California to Austin, Texas, and then voting California. Like, if you're gonna come here and you want to live that life, you gotta leave the bullshit behind with you. You know, and then until we can get to the point to where people can live on their own or put up their own cabin or do whatever. You know, there just has to be a different life. You can't take what you learned in a toxic environment and an evil environment, in my mind, come to a new one and expect any of that shit to work. Like, for the longest time, I was fighting it here. Like, when I first got here after all that bullshit happened, I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know how to cope. I didn't know how to adjust to being by myself. I didn't have any privacy. I didn't have any of my stuff. You know what I mean? Like, literally came here with clothes and an axe to grind. And I made it through. I realized that it really broke me down to be like, what's really important? What do you actually need? What do you really want? For you, not just other people, no one else matters. And then when you die, it's going to be you. When you're born, you're alone. When you die, you're most likely going to be alone, at least feeling that way. You can't make decisions based on how other people are going to feel. And I'm not saying use, but if you're using that person or you're getting something from that person, of course you have to equate how they feel into the equation of things. You have to weigh that out. If you can't just be like, oh, can I get $100,000 from someone? But, well, I don't give a fuck what you think about what. No, you need them, and you're taking something from them. So yes, that counts. But when you're doing it solo, on your own resources, your own decisions, don't let someone else affect you. Because they're going to think what you're doing is crazy. I recommend everyone go on land here. I'm going to do it right now. I wasn't even going to do this on this podcast, but I done annoyed myself. So this is going to be on the video of the podcast. So if you have, YouTube, I haven't even been uploading YouTube, honestly. Where is my capture? Oops. Yo. So that was okay. Capture. Where's my, there we go. Okay, so you see this screen. We're gonna go to landcentury.com, and while land in Washington is super fucking expensive, land all around the nation is not. And you can set it up when you're searching for land. Now, this might not even seem achievable for some people, but if you really desperately want to move and get out of a situation, they have land deals under $1,000. They have cheap houses under what was it? $50,000. There's ways you can pay it off. Like, so right here, this doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not a lot. 0.33 acres in Arkansas, which I would not go. $120 a month for 4 years, right? That seems a little rough to me. But for $50 in New Mexico. Yeah, you're in the middle of the desert, but guess what? You don't have to worry about being cold very much. Yeah, so for 96 months. $50 down, $50 a month for 96 months. Now that sounds, and obviously you can, I mean, 1 acre, there's no water, no electricity, no sewer, no nothing. So if you're gonna actually like live there, you'd have to do like well, solar and like septic. But at the end of the day, if it's a bunch of people, right, living, a bunch of people living in tents, doing it like the old school way, you find a way to grow crops out there, how to get water there, like you can make it happen. What I'm saying is the whole point of showing you guys is, are there are options. You don't have to say, well, when every condition's perfect for me to do this, then I'll make my move. You're never gonna do it. You're never gonna do it then. There's no such thing as a perfect time. There's only though. I mean, if you, what if Jeff Bezos waited till the perfect time to start Amazon? Or what if Elon said, oh, when's the perfect time for me to invest in battery technology? Instead of just going for it, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, you find another way. You know, like this, and this website isn't told to a lot of people. I haven't told a lot of people about it because I was keeping it to myself being selfish. So if I'm capable of being selfish, because honestly, I don't think too many people are serious about doing this. And it's a real site. There's an app, so you can be, I browse property all the time. Because my mom wants to buy property in Georgia and I want to buy a piece of property in between. So when you can road trip down, or if something were to happen, we can have a route. We can have somewhere to stop, rest until, you know, if we had to, you know, leave here for some reason. Or if she had to leave Georgia for some reason on the way back there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not thinking like this world is a fuzzy place and everything's going to be taken care of, that like the government's always going to be there and in power, or the cops are always going to have control, you know, like, and it's not being a prepper so much as it's just being realistic. If you look at the way the world is going right now, a virus most likely leaked from a lab that we funded. And it shut down the entire world. If you don't have assets that are deployed in multiple forms for you to reach out and grab tangibly, you could be done for. Okay, imagine what would have happened. Just for a second, clear your mind. And erase everything you've heard about me or you know about me, and just think of this voice as a voice of just asking a question. What would have happened to America? Goddamn roosters. What would have happened to America if there was no government in place during the virus starting until now? There's no president. There's no health officials. There's no nothing. We're just a country and we're independently owned and operated. State by state does things. How would we be faring right now? Now, what you need to do is think about, at the very worst or best, depending on the situation, that's how it's going to be. Depending on who you are or what you're prepared for. But you have to think that sometime, somewhere, you might be on your own. There might not be trucks running, food. You guys might not be able to get water in bottles because factories will be shut down. Like, I have a well here. I have plenty of animals to eat, or like chickens produce eggs. So if we had to, shit, we could figure it out. Get some flour. There's a grain guy, like Bunches. I don't know how I got the name, but whatever. The name of the place is Bunches, where you can go there and get grain. I could grind that up, make flour. You know what I mean? Like some eggs and some flour, some biscuits and some eggs or something like that, with enough. You know, we have rice piled up. We have things that are in store for a bad situation, and we're normal people. That's just thinking. I mean, the fact that I understand it's hard. People live paycheck to paycheck. I did at one time, you know, like, and right now I'm the brokest I've ever been because I've been investing everything back into the businesses and trying to move forward with Prophecy Dynamics, get the licenses that I need, getting the just all the software and having a computer that can keep up, design, you know, in the 3D printer, like everything, you know. I would love, I would love to buy something random or just like treat myself to something, but at the same time, like, success will be my treat when it's there, you know. Okay, here's a perfect one. Here's two good feasible ones for people who would like to go in on something and make it happen. El Paso, Texas, $7,152. It's a full acre. There's even a video. See, that's why I'm getting my drone license, for reasons of easy income as well. Now, see, that's not too far. See, that's close enough to like a little town, to where if something came down, you guys could probably come together, but not big enough to be a target. Raiders, or like, say if for some reason, I don't know, civil war breaks out, you know, black, white, or Democrat, Republican, whatever you want to call it, whatever happens, right? First of all, you're in Texas, and you're in a terrain where most people aren't coming to fuck around. You know, that's not a Seattle or a Tacoma, where it'd be super easy to kind of maintain in that urban environment. I don't think there's very many people from the left that are gonna go stomp their boots in Texas. And like, as far as the right goes, I mean, I'm not as far as war or combat goes with those guys, I'm not putting anything past them. So let's save that. But if you want to get out of the regular society, you want to get out of the indoctrination of education, you want to grow your own food, you want to become self-sufficient, you don't want bills anymore, sell all your shit. So this is what you do. If you have a car payment, if you're upside down in the car payment, fuck, you're kind of hurting there. But if you're right side up, sell the fucking car, buy a cheap piece of shit. Why are you don't, as long as, make sure it's reliable, buy a Honda, buy a Toyota, you know, buy specific vehicles that are gonna get you from point A to point B, no matter what they look like. This is going to turn into a credit lesson. How to consolidate your stuff. Sell everything you don't absolutely need. Save that money. Buy a piece of property. Continue to work your job. Live like you're poor. Live like you're poor. Even if you have no concert tickets, no new cell phones. If you have a newer cell phone, it's paid off. Sell the fucking cell phone. Get an iPhone 6. Get a Note 9 or a Note 8. Get a Galaxy S6. As long as it works and it's on your thing, you can get text messages, you can go on the internet, whatever. Do you really need the newest, latest phone when you're complaining about your situation? Clothes. If you have a bunch of name brand clothes that aren't doing you much good besides getting you compliments from online or people telling you you look cute, fucking wash them bitches, put them up on OfferUp. Sell everything that you don't need. Go to Walmart. Live like you're broke. That is the biggest thing I can tell you. I don't care if you get $10,000 tomorrow. You're broke. You're not where you want to be. You're not in the situation where you're self-sufficient yet. You're broke. You're broke until you're self-sufficient. But 1 acre in El Paso, Texas. You know, I mean, I honestly believe you guys spend more than $7,000 a year on dumber shit. I know I used to. There was one year, I don't remember what year it was, but I looked on my taxes, like how much exactly I made. And I got to thinking, like, man, I spent like $12,000 in drinks. Cause at the time, you know, like I would go out with the company and in my personal life, this was before my son. So before 2016, so it had to be 2015, 2014, somewhere in there. from like, I would say like 16,000 or $16,000 in alcohol from between parties, going out, dinners and stuff like that, all that shit. Yeah. So I could have bought this 2.35 acres in Colorado for what I spent on fucking drinks, which is insane when you think about it. And look how beautiful that is. It's Colorado. That's honestly, I'll let the secret out. That's where I want my next headquarters. Like, if I can think about, I got to figure out what their tax laws are, whether they're state income tax or not, or, you know, how it is. But this would be perfect. Look at that. Beautiful mountains. Probably some good hunting. There's already a little bit of a road there. You would have to probably cut something in for your own. But the laws in Colorado are nice. The people in Colorado are nice. It's a safe haven. You can make that easily a safe haven. No problem. I mean, look at the place. It's beautiful. And the weather, I mean, for the most part, I believe Colorado's like kind of like Washington, how you get all four seasons. I think that's important, you know, like make sure you're going to be happy where you're at. If you just talk, get the idea started. Say you don't end up buying land and you don't end up moving with friends or whatever. At least you built a community of like people that think alike, you know, so it's not like an echo chamber, but it's like, you know, if something were to look at that 34,000 acres, that could be a typo. It might not be a typo. 34,254 acres for $34,254. Yeah, that's clickbait. That's clickbait. Let's see. So let's get rid of that. Owner finance deals, commercial land, residential buildable land, agriculture. You know, let's do that. Let's just do that. Agricultural and farmland, commercial land, industrial land. And let's start the, so for some reason the East Coast is super expensive area, and they have very small lots, like from 0.3 acres in Tennessee or Tallahassee, Florida, 0.49 acres. You don't want nothing that small, because you want enough room around you. You can do 2.5 acres Arizona for $4,000. It's completely flat, it looks like. That would be something. Golden Valley AZ. I don't know where that is, but it doesn't fucking matter. It's yours. If you want to go pop up tents, put a generator up, solar panels up, drive in your water, that's your place. And all you have to do is pay taxes on it. You know, pay your yearly tax, and no one can tell you what the fuck to do. Because no one's coming to look for you. You're not running from the law. You're not some big bad wolf. They'll leave you the fuck alone. Because when shit goes down, it's going to happen in the cities. The Seattles, Los Angeles, Tacoma, Sacramento's, the Portland's, the Dallas's, I mean, Miami, New York City, New Jersey. When I think, like, you really think that the first place the soldiers, say we get invaded, do you really think they're running to Idaho? Like, damn, we got to get those Idahoans. Or the first place they're going to start storming is Montana. They don't want nothing to do with it. I mean, and it just, plus, honestly, a lot of places, now I'm going to tell you this. The rural places, like rural, like here in the Eastern Washington, rural schools are better schools by far. They just have less money and funding, but there's less people. Teachers really get to know people. They live in the same neighborhood. Like, everyone is really invested in each other. Like, when people graduate here, like, they have the whole city, like, celebrates their graduating class. It's not just the parents or whatever. It's small enough to where everyone's like appreciated, you know, everyone's rooting for them to do well. They feel that it's almost like that adult send off that you hear about in like Disney or like I don't know, like movies and TV. Like, that just embracing of people growing into an adult and doing something with their lives. I need to get, let's get these fucking filters going here. I'm trying to look at least, we'll do this. 5 acres or, wait, shit, 5 acres or more. And I'd really, oh, see, I'm gonna switch to map. That's the smart thing to do. Because if you do watch this video, if I release this video, I might not. I don't know yet, but let's see. Where I'd like to go to Texas if I could. There is land everywhere, guys, and that's just like the one thing I wanted to talk about, and I took way too much time doing. I'm gonna break off from that for a little bit, but land ownership is important. That way they can't control, once you can break from their grasp of how close they are to you, everything else is easy after that. And I'm open, my DMs are open, you can talk to me anytime about stuff like this. Because if shit were to pop off, we'd be okay up here. You know, there's almost 60 chickens now, most of them lay eggs. If shit really got bad, we can kill one or two and eat a little protein and keep us going. You know, the vegetables grow fine here. A lot of canning. Like, you guys can live that life. I promise you. You can live that life. It's just hard. It's harder at first. It's like trying to quit something. Quitting that lifestyle that you live now when you're stuck in a rut and you're stuck financially, you're stuck mentally where you're at, you're stuck with your friends, and no one's really, like, you're on a new wave. Like, you're thinking, you know, health is wealth, which it is. Because as we learned in COVID, the great equalizer is death and your health and how healthy you are. And if you're not taking care of that, like, you can't see the effects yet, but get blood work done. Get your fucking blood work done. You'll see. They can tell. They can tell what your liver's doing. They can tell, you know, what your heart is doing through your blood. Go to the fucking doctors, get a checkup. If you don't have health insurance, apply for it. If you don't get it for free, maybe you can get it for cheaper. The number one thing you guys should be doing is trying to get off processed foods and taking care of your health. No more Jack in a Box, no more McDonald's. And I'm a bigger guy and I'm speaking from experience. Like, I was 460 at one point and I lost about 160 pounds at one point. So I went down to about 300. And since then I fluctuated between 3 and 330. So that was the thing, not eating fast food. Me eating a lot more protein, doing protein shakes if I can, protein bars instead of eating McDonald's. You know, or if you have to go into a Safeway or have to go into a 7-Eleven or something like that for breakfast, grab a protein bar, grab a protein shake. You don't have to grab the chips and the taquitos and all the shit that people normally get. Don't stop at the Jack in the Box. Stop at the Safeway. Run inside, grab a pre-done salad. Yes, it's more expensive, but it's better than the cost of later when it comes to your health. And I feel like everyone talks about, oh, you need to get healthy, you need to do this, but they never talk about realistic situations and how to solve them. You know, shit, I only have 10 minutes for lunch, which happens to a lot of people out there. I know the fucking drill. Or, you know, you're working right across from somewhere. Just, I'm saying, you got to make the healthiest choices possible and stop letting social events make you unhealthy. That's the biggest problem I've noticed in Western Washington when I was there. It's social events. Going out, going to dinner, going to someone's house for a party, watching a football game, whatever. You make the worst decisions. You drink, you're smoking or whatever. You're eating terrible food for you, you know, and you don't think twice. You might feel like shit, whatever, and then you recover. Because your body had to do all that to set you back to normal. You know, when I truly feel like very soon America will be tested as a nation. All of us will be tested as people. And I just hope that the things that are important to me, for the reasons that they're important to me, may be important to someone else. Now, I could be just the one looking for an echo chamber or looking for someone to look or to confirm my bias. But I'm thinking logically for the extension of the human race, for the thinkers out there, for the people who care about their future, about children, about how we operate. how we could be a better country. That's where I'm coming from. So I hope that's how it's received. I understand not everyone's in a financial position to do something. People might be caught up and with bills or maybe some debt or something. Like, I'll do my best to help you. Like, no, I can't help you financially. I'm not going to do that, you know, because no one did that for me. I got in and I got out on my own. But the thing is, I can tell you things I've experienced, you know, or if you're ready to start a business or you want to get something off the ground, I will help you. I'm not trying to charge you to help you. I'm just going to help you to see you succeed. And that's the problem. Most of these influencers are like, oh yeah, do this, you can make all the money on Amazon, or you can do make this money from eBay, or this is how to grow your channel on Twitch or on YouTube. Just pay $29.99 for my class or whatever. It's like, the people who are charging for knowledge aren't doing shit. You shouldn't have to pay for knowledge. I mean, it might have cost me something, but that's the whole point. I paying it forward is more than just paying for someone's drink behind you. Paying forward is having a harsh lesson in life, learning and growing from it, and then giving that lesson to someone else for free so that they don't have to experience the same pain you did. That's paying it forward. The Egyptians paid it forward. The Sumerians paid it forward. The Mayans paid it forward. The slaves that were on that boat paid it forward for me. The slaves that took the whip to the back in the south paid it forward for me. The slaves that ran paid it forward for me. You know what I'm saying? And then there's slave owners that paid it forward for white people in a way. And we have to understand that that's okay, because that's the past. We can't do shit about that. We don't have fucking time machines for a reason. Is it Johnny's fault that later down the line in his life, one of his great-great-great-grandparents or ancestors had slaves and they had money because of that? No. Not personally. It's not Johnny's fault personally. Johnny knows nothing about that. Billy knows nothing about that. Karen knows nothing about that. But any business that is still operating today that benefited from slavery should have to pay up. Why? Well, you know, when it comes to reparations, individuals should not be paying for reparations. The nation made that decision. And just because we get the money from taxpayers doesn't mean the individual taxpayer now should be paying for it. They should have been had a reserve for that. Or make changes in neighborhoods to affect the black community. You know, the fact that we can apologize to the Japanese for dropping Hiroshima bombs on them when they hit us first in Pearl Harbor, even though there's evidence that proves we knew about the attack coming and was too boastful to do anything about it. Accountability. That is the word of this podcast, is accountability. Let's look up the definition of accountability, just so we all are on the same page here. Can't type. Okay. And I'll give you the dictionary as soon as I pull it up, or which dictionary it came from. So this is from the Century Dictionary. The state of being accountable or answerable. Responsibility for the fulfillment of obligations. Liability to account for conduct, meet or suffer consequences, etc. As to hold a trustee to his accountability, the accountability of parents towards their children, or of men toward God. The state of being accountable. Liability to be called on to render an account. The obligation to bear the consequences for failure to perform as expected. Accountableness. That's actually a word, accountableness. The state of being accountable, liability to be called on to render account accountable. Okay, so it just repeated it. Let's see what the Merriam Dictionary says. Anything different? No. So that's the thing. Is accountability is huge. America, the American government, will not take accountability for slavery. That's why there's still black tension today. They won't admit to slavery. Let me ask you, when has the government said, you know what? Slavery was a terrible thing that we did as a country, We are sorry for what we did to your people and your ancestors. There's not a clear road to what we can do right this second to fix it, but we acknowledge your pain and how far it set you back, and we're going to do something to try to make it right to the best of our ability. Someone should come out and say that. And you know what? Maybe black people will calm the fuck down. Maybe that, you know, who could still be in a rage after something thoughtful and meaningful is set into motion? We don't know what we could do. We don't know how we could ever make up for that, but we're going to try. We're going to bring in scholars. We're going to bring in historians. We're going to bring in financial experts. We're going to bring in, people who might have personal accounts or have books or information journals that are kept from slaves. And we're going to try to figure out what we can do and what we can best do to affect the black community. Because it's a community that's a part of America, just like everyone else. Now, it's only 13.5% of the population. But, I mean, we're going to Google it. The Japanese demographic in America. Let's see. Let's see if we can get a number. Because I want to know, because if you got the Japanese were paid off, okay, so that's poverty. I just want to know the Japanese in America. So the population, that is no way that's true. It's saying 1.4 million. And there's 330 million Americans. Let me make sure I got that right, because I don't want to be a liar, but it sure is looking that way. Yeah, it's looking like they're in. Yeah. And 2019 is the last time it was recorded. From the Pew Research Center. So that's not me. That's a Pew Research Center. PEWresearch.org. And that's a social fact. So, I mean, if they got apologized to and they got paid for the internment camps that happened in World War II and stuff like that, then what the fuck were they doing about black people? I think that's the last thing. As soon as black people are fine and they can relate and talk to white people without that chip on their shoulder and bullshit, they're gonna start talking about shit. Like, hey, Bob, what you think about these government people for real, for real? And Bob's gonna tell his truth. And then Jamal's be like, damn, I feel the exact same way, Bob. What the fuck we've been arguing about for the last 20 years? I don't know. And then everyone's face and everyone's hate and everyone's anger is gonna turn to the billionaires, the corporations, and the government. And that's what they don't fucking want. And if you can't realize that by now, do you really think the Democratic and Republican Party are that much different? There are a few ideas that separate them from being exactly the same. Abortion, guns. That's about it. And then how to spend money, healthcare, abortions, guns, healthcare, and finances. That's about it. That's truly about it. Money, abortions, guns. Because that's kind of, when you break it down to really what each one is about, it's really on both sides about money. But each party entertains a certain level or a certain type of corporation. So that's all it is. They're mascots. They're props to either oil companies or to movie media companies or to social media companies or to restaurants or to oil. It's everyone has their mascot. It depends on what, if you grew up and your family owns oil fields or rights to oil, you're going to be a Republican most likely. If your mom was a art teacher, or if your mom was a singer, you're most likely going to be a Democrat. And that's basic stuff. And that's simply because there is a class system, there's a sorting system. A shitty hat from Harry Potter. The hat full of hot dog shit, like in Harry Potter. Every time it puts it on your head, it just shit. Either, no matter what you get, depending on the smell is where you go, left or right. But there's only two choices, so there's just a hot pile of shit on everybody regardless, because it's fun. The hat loves shitting on people, because no matter what, you lose. If you're not at a certain point in life, if you're not at a certain level where you can evade the bullshit with money, you're gonna stomp through the bullshit. So avoid it. Become undetectable in a way. Drop off the map a little bit. Give yourself some space from it. Learn to love yourself alone, and then love other people. You know, you don't need the company. You don't need the company. I survived. I know damn well you can. There's so many things you're capable of. People have probably been telling you you're dumb or you're understated, or they've been talking shit about you behind your back or whatever. They don't even know who you are. Do you know who you are? That's what you need to find out. Who are you? Why were you sent here? Because I don't believe anyone's born. I believe you're sent. And you're on one or two teams, and you can either change teams or you can stay on the team you're intended to. And there's benefits and there's challenges to both. But in this time, to be born in this time in history, you were sent here. And you need to think about it, and not think about it from, don't think sci-fi, don't think crazy, think spiritually, think in nature, think what's going on around you. What can you contribute? What is your power? What do you excel at easily? That if there was 30 people and each of you had a skill, you can accomplish something quickly. Or you can work through an issue. You are so much stronger. You are so much more resourceful. You're so much smarter. Do you know, if your brain, if you can find a way to tell your brain, remove all grip from left hand and send all the power of the electrical signals of my nerves to my right hand, you can increase your grip. You can monitor your grip if you could just control yourself. And I know that sounds sci-fi, that sounds bogus or whatever, but there's people who meditate and can do things that I can't explain through science. Because they've found a way to know who they are, they found a way to control themselves, they found a way to master the way they feel. They've mastered themselves, and their brain and their body are one, working together to do amazing things. Watch the fucking Discovery Channel every now and then. Put down the fucking TikTok and watch something educational. Put down the porn, watch something educational. Turn off the fucking reality TV, watch something educational. For the love of everything sacred, do better. Do it for yourself. Thank you. It's been another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. I will see you guys, or hear you guys, or talk to you guys on Friday. Peace.